Hey, good morning. To my vaccinated listeners, how do you feel about getting a booster shot? I'm kind of curious. Would like to chat with you, hopefully, today. This is the Dan Gaffney Program, 302-839-1059. How do you feel about getting a booster shot? One thing left out of all the conversation and the president speaking, and it's like all the time it's like this, right? The thing that is left out of the conversation is you.
I talked with my doctor, as everybody should do.
Yes.
And I have a professor, a doctor up there, and he studies a lot of diseases. In fact, when I had an infection, MRSA, they came up with a infection medication for me.
Yeah.
And
what did your doctor advise? Your Johns Hopkins doctor. What did your Johns Hopkins doctor advise you in terms of the vaccine?
He told me, Ruthie, leave well enough alone.
Leave well enough alone, meaning don't get it?
Absolutely.
All right. I thought it was one size fits all. Everyone's supposed to get it. You're like...
Well, it depends then upon the system. I mean, there could be many reactions to this I could have, like he said.
What? Are you telling me? Are you telling me, Ruthie, a Johns Hopkins doctor told you leave well enough alone?
Leave well enough alone in my case.
Yes, in your case.
Yes. I'm not saying for everybody. As far as I'm concerned, they can have the booster shot and give it to Joe Biden if he wants it.
I'm sure he's going to get it. He looks like a guy who might get it. Probably should.
But then, it's one thing to the other. They have got people so confused. Mm. It's pathetic.
All right.
People are going crazy, I believe.
I think God has removed his hand from us.
I do.
And we are being given way to a reprobate mind.
Absolutely. That's right.
Ruthie, I love you. Thanks for the call. Good to talk to you.
I'm sorry. I'm in the locker room at the gym and they got music on. Is it all right? Or should I... I can try to get rid of it.
No problem.
Okay. I'm ready for the booster, man.
You're ready.
Absolutely.
You were an now, are you just going to continually get boosters as long as they recommend them?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know how you felt about lining up every 6 months or whatever.
That's what it takes. I mean, I took the anthrax vaccine. And that was 6 injections over a year.
Right. Hello, Z. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you, buddy? Good morning.
I feel great. Thanks for calling in.
I want to tell you that I take a booster shot every morning. Every morning.
What is...
You know, there is this drink I make.
What is it?
Okay. You take 2 liters of water. You boil them to the boiling.
Okay.
Point.
Mm-hmm.
You add 4 lemons, you cut them up in 4 pieces, a full head of garlic, peel them up, you add that to the drink, and ginger, fresh ginger roots.
Okay,
you
so you're
all together for 10 minutes.
You boil them together, the 4 lemons slices,
yeah.
1 garlic clove, fresh ginger in 2 liters of water. You bring that to boil for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you let the water first boil.
Okay.
Until it starts to bubble.
Okay.
Then you add the whole thing into it, the lemon, the ginger, and you leave them boil for 10 minutes. You shut the fire down, give them a couple hours to cool off. Every morning, take that sip of drink before you eat for like an hour. That's it. That's the immune system right there.
And you do this to what? Stimulate the immune system, keep it strong and healthy. You believe the lemon, garlic, and ginger infusion... Does what?
Oh, it helps. And I'll tell you what, Dan. Since I started doing it, like 2 years now, if I tell you I got sick one time with the cold, whatever, one time, if I tell you that, and it wasn't that bad, since I start taking it. And I'm just glad that these people took the first and the second shot, and they're going for number two. And we're still without a shot, and we're doing fine. So, yeah. Good luck to them.
I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. How are you on the apple cider vinegar? Is that it all in your regiment?
Oh, yes. You take that, too. Like, that helps big time with the cholesterol. If you have a high cholesterol, mm-hmm. every morning you take a sip before you eat. That's very good. And there's another thing, too, Dan. Fresh beets, not the one in the can, the fresh beet. I boil that, too, and I take them like as a salad.
Mm.
Oh, my God, Dan. You'll be just amazed and surprised how good your body will feel after all this stuff. And I think what's compromising our immune system, Dan, it's the food nowadays.
I agree, man.
Yes. The canned food, the frozen food. You'd be surprised how much sodium food, in the food.
Food it's devoid crazy. Of nutrition and processed to nothingness.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The body then, the immune system and the body as a whole, it's all what you put into it. It's the food, man. Like you would drink these drinks. Has a lot of sugar, a lot of stuff, a lot of sodium. They put some enzymes. It's crazy, man. Mm. If you just read the labels, it is crazy.
I know. Listen, you know, I'm on a whole food plant-based. I don't need anything processed, no processed food in my house. But I'm going to take you up on this little tincture that you've made and do that an hour before I eat anything. Just let it...
Yeah, before, like when we just got up in the morning, you take like a nice cup every morning. You'd be surprised then how your body will feel.
All right. Thank you, Z. And for more information, make sure you visit zsbeats.com. That's zsbeats.com. Use promo code Z.
See you then.
This is Delaware 1059, and this is Groundhog. Hello, Groundhog.
Hey, good morning. I'm on my newfangled speaker while I'm riding, so how do I sound? Pretty good?
Yes, riding her bicycle many, many, many hundreds of miles a week, and she is out there listening to us and calling in. Sounds good.
Good. I just wanted to briefly touch on the vaccine and follow up on what Z said. And, you know, these bodies are incredible machines that God made, and if you start putting poison in them, you get poison out. And you have to... put good stuff in your body through diet, sometimes supplements, but anything that nature provides as far as whole foods, really, I believe that's the key. We started doing it about 5 years ago, whole oats, grains, fruits, vegetables. Mm. We try to get organic, but that's hard sometimes and expensive. But I'm healthier now as I near retirement than I was when I was 17 years old.
Yeah. You sound great. And you're pedaling as you talk, or did you stop to talk?
I'm pedaling as I talk. I'm down near Delaware Bay, and I'm pedaling, right now, 13 miles an hour.
Yeah.
With a headwind.
And you're not winded or anything. You sound, your breath is strong. Your vocal is strong. You're not out of breath. It's not like you're jogging and out of breath or something. Very, very powerful in the exercising department. Very nice.
And that is very important. When you have a machine like this, you have to keep it moving, keep it going. Otherwise, things sets in like arthritis and other diseases. And I hope Wilbur's listening. I'm sure he is. It's important at someone my age, especially being a woman, you have to keep it in tune.
You got it. Thanks for the call. Keep it in tune. Right in tune. And I'm going to tune right in on you. Okay,
Hey, Dan, this is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
Thank you. No, I won't be getting a booster until it has FDA approval and until we find out exactly what's going on. They keep changing everything week to week, but mask mandates have to go away. It has to be approved. You know, it'll be once every week you'll be getting a booster shot. If it keeps on going down and they keep hiding information, I need to hear some truth.
Right. So no booster for you. And, yeah, there's no look, they're already past the vaccinated people. They're recommending wear masks indoors. So I don't think that's going away. I mean, they initially told you that was going to go away, but now, of course, they've changed.
Right. Well, that's ridiculous. You're vaccinated and you know you're not going to die, and you know there's a good chance you're not going to get sick enough to go to the hospital. Let people get it, let it run its course, and that's the way to get rid of it. Your vaccine's obviously doing worse and worse and lasting less time than they thought, and it's less effective than they thought. so I'm not wearing a mask forever, and I'm certainly not vaccinating every week.
Right. And, well, if you're vaccinated and you feel fine, you're not going to the hospital, that doesn't mean you can't spread it, according to what we've heard from the CDC. That's why they're asking you to still wear a mask, well, apparently.
Well, right, but you have, then you get natural immunity, and if the person you spread it to is vaccinated as well, they get natural immunity. Then soon you have real herd immunity, and it goes away. Instead of Delta Plus and Lambda and everything else, it, I mean, it'll go on forever. You'll be wearing masks forever.
And you will but be potentially a slave, in effect, to whatever Big Pharma wants to pump in your arm next.
Yeah, I don't understand the booster without an approval. They have information now to know you need an approval. I mean, that you need a booster because it's waning, but they don't have the information to approve it as a vaccine. I don't like it.
Yeah, interesting point. Thank you for sharing your thoughts here. You know, nurses that were the heroes, you know, just a few months ago are now the heels in some people's eyes. Here is a nurse in San Diego speaking at a Board of Supervisors meeting, which is like a town meeting. Okay, she wanted to step up and say a few words. Let's hear her comments.
Hi, my name is Heather Cobble, and I'm a registered nurse here in San Diego. I actually resigned from my job yesterday as a registered nurse because of this state mandate to be vaccinated. I was no problem working in the healthcare system over the last 18 months without a vaccine, but now all of a sudden I'm a threat to public health. Tell me where this makes sense. All of you sitting up here with your masks on, you know that those masks don't do anything. As a healthcare provider, we are taught how to use PPE. We're taught universal precautions, and we know how to implement them when we're dealing with patients who have a viral infection. I don't understand how you guys don't see the bigger picture here. What you're doing is you're creating a healthcare crisis. We already have a nursing shortage in America. So now in San Diego County, I know for a fact there's several hospitals that are operating on an all-bed crisis. You know why we're doing that? Wilma, do you know why? Because we have a healthcare shortage, a healthcare nursing shortage. And you know that. These numbers are skewed. The testing is skewed. This needs to stop. I don't understand. Nathan, you can't even look at anybody when they're up here speaking. It's so rude. So rude. And I do have to say one thing. Jim Desmond, I want to thank you personally because I have reached out to you over the last 18 months, and you are the only supervisor to ever respond to any one of my emails. So thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Rehoboth.
Okay, Rehoboth, go right ahead.
I've been vaccinated. It was the Moderna. And the only person I really listen to is my doctor. I talked to him about the booster shot. He did some research. He came back and said, it's probably not a bad idea. He says, I recommend it. So mm-hmm. I don't listen, you know, to any news or any speculation unless they have an MD next to their name that they know what they're doing. So I rely on what my doctor says, and I'm good with it.
So you're good with it, just like the first and second shot, apparently, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Would you be willing to do this every 6 months if that's what it takes?
Well, I already do it every year with my flu shot. I get the flu shot each year.
Mm-hmm.
From what I listen to, it doesn't look like it's going to be every 6 months. It's going to be like a booster, like a. It could end up like being a tetanus shot, where you get it, have to get it every 5 years or so.
Right. Well, in this case, 8 months.
I'm not an MD. You know, I have a little bit of knowledge, but you know, a lot of times, a little bit of knowledge will hurt you more than a lot of knowledge. So.
Right.
I rely on the guy that's got the diploma and has been my physician for 20-some years.
Fascinating. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And good to know what your doctor's telling you. All the best to you, sir. All right?
Thank you.
How are you feeling about the booster shot? That guy's going to do whatever the doctor tells him. Where are you calling from?
Shelbyville. I am fully vaccinated, and I do not feel comfortable getting a booster.
How come?
It's just, I'm watching the Israeli data a ton.
Yeah.
And Israel's suggesting that they do this every 5 months. And we always lag behind the Israeli data. We pretend like it's not there.
Right.
And then we finally say that, you know, oh, yeah, maybe we should follow what they have. So 8 months, it's not going to be 8 months. It's going to be 5 to 6 months. And something just doesn't feel right about this. I almost had vaccine remorse as soon as I got the vaccine.
Hmm.
It was the right decision for me at the time because I have a doctor in New York City. And I knew that I was not going to be able to get to him without the vaccine. Now, I'm not going to be able to get to him probably without a booster, but that's going to have to be a decision that I make. But
yeah, I wonder. I wonder if they will consider you the same as unvaxxed eventually. Like you've been vaxxed, but
right.
If you don't get a booster, will you be considered unvaxxed in New York?
Right, and all of these businesses that are requiring vaccination or testing every week. I mean, who's managing that? Like these sound like full-time positions for two or three people. You know, it's one thing to upload a card and then they have you on file, but if they're having to track, you know, who is up for a revaccination every 5 months, every 6 months, I mean, this just doesn't make sense how anybody's going to be able to track this.
Thank you for the call. Thanks for your thoughts. Fully vaccinated person, not too comfortable with the third shot, the booster. So, varied answers today. If you're fully vaxxed, and a lot of you are, for my fully vaxxed listeners, what is your feeling right now on the coming need for you to get a booster? 839-1059. Great feedback here from people across the area. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Dan. I just wanted to comment. This is the Mystery Doctor.
Yes, Mystery Doctor.
who will be unmysteried shortly, I would add, because there are circumstances that will allow me to do that.
I can't wait.
But I have seen a massive influx of people requesting antibody tests in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Probably a tenfold increase, which is very interesting to me. And it's a mixed population of folks, you know, some folks who have not been vaccinated, who are just curious whether they've been exposed. There's been some people who have been vaccinated who want to know if they still have immunity. So it's kind of an interesting mix of people. I still, through this whole thing, have found it very interesting that the CDC has made yet another recommendation about vaccination and still has yet to have any comments on natural immunity,
right,
the duration of natural immunity, or any topic relating to natural immunity. And the caller or the texter that you had before about the dog and the rabies, of course, that's not something I was aware of, but I find it very interesting. And I know that in other countries in Europe, even during the worst of the pandemic, they were often doing antibody testing prior to vaccinating their citizens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You will find this interesting on topic. George Mason University, like a lot of universities, have a vaccine mandate. A professor there just beat their vaccine mandate because he asserted natural immunity in a lawsuit. Now, he is a well-known professor, law professor, was fighting it, and he had COVID, and he has been regularly getting antibody testing, and it shows that his COVID antibodies have remained high, whatever the count is, you know, has remained high through like 4 or 5 different tests over the last several months. And so his argument against George Mason was, you are mandating something that is medically unnecessary to me because I have the antibodies to COVID. It's medically unnecessary. And George Mason folded and granted him an exemption. So that's just an interesting little law story today.
Right. And then the question will be, will George Mason then do that for others, or did they fold because they did not want the lawsuit to be seen through to fruition and then be forcibly mandated to do that for everyone else? So that's always the question here is, as a physician, I do want everyone to be immune. That would be great for us. It's just the issue is how do we get there? And if we're wasting resources and putting people at risk who already have that immunity, is that either an efficient use of resources or a safe protocol to be following? And I would absolutely love if Dr. Rattay happens to be listening to this program, if Carney happens to be listening to this program, I would love nothing more than to sit down in a room and have a logical conversation about the things that we are doing in our state and whether they just make logical sense, let alone medical sense, because we all want to get out of this. I mean, that is clear to me, at least exactly. I think.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who wants to stay in it. But great call. Hopefully you can be unmasked. That would be wonderful. Thanks for the call, Mystery Doctor. Which is a shame, you know, that he has to be Mystery Doctor. It's just like these nurses that text me and other medical professionals that text me and don't use my name. Don't, you know, there is so much potential backlash that will come if you do not toe the party line. You have a different view. You have a different thought. You want to debate something. You want to speak out. Whatever. We can't have that. The big club will come down on you. The Dan Gaffney Program, Line 1, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Dan. Frank in Milford. How are you?
Frank, thank you for joining the show.
Quick question for you. So we barely know with one and two shots, the side effects are, and they're okay with giving you a third one, and yes, people are willing to take it.
Yeah, one of our vaxxed people today, one of our callers said, what's a red flag for him is he's not comfortable with the third shot. He says, by this time, how can they recommend a third shot when the first two are still not fully FDA approved? And he's wondering how that all works. It's starting to not make sense to him. He wants to put the brakes on it for a while.
Yeah.
You know,
you're all the guinea pigs, and yeah, I guess we'll find out. And even if they came out tomorrow and said that the FDA approves it, you know, that's a bunch of malarkey, because it's 8 to 12 years for a vaccine to get fully supported. You have to go through trial after trial after trial to make sure you know what the long term effects are. But you know, I guess I'm just one of the smelly Walmart people that don't know nothing.
Right. Or a filthy animal, as one caller called you. Hey, listen, not my words. Listen, let's go to Brian, the night auditor. Brian, we're asking people who are fully vaxxed how they feel about the coming booster shot and your push to now get a third shot to make the vaccine effective. Hello. I'm not sure who's on line two here. Delaware 1059.
Hey. Good morning, Dan. It's Brian from Camden.
Brian from Camden. This is not the night auditor. It's another Brian. Brian from Camden. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I can almost see it coming now, the commercials on TV. In the beginning, for your dog, you get a rabies shot, a heartworm pill, and it's something for ticks. Pretty soon, you'll see a commercial for a trifecta. Take this shot, and you're covered for this, the booster, the variant, the Delta variant, and the Lambia variant, and you're good to go. One shot.
Right.
I can see the commercials already.
You're on Delaware 1059. Good morning.
Good morning. I just would like to know, if this does become approved, is it going to be like every other drug and follow the laws? If there's any lawsuits, if there's a problem, they should be liable for lawsuits, just the way all the companies have been liable and have been all along making huge mistakes. Johnson & Johnson, again, was just sued again.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Johnson and Johnson.
Oh, no, don't. Yeah, but overlook that, sir. You're supposed to forget that governments called them nearly criminal, and they had to pay out billions in payouts for their wrongdoing. But overlook that. Trust them this time, sir. Trust them this time.
Is it going to be now, if it gets FDA approved, then it's got to go back to the original law. We are able to sue them for their mistakes, or they're going to be not liable forever, even though it's like any other drug. I mean, is this the new gig? Is this the new thing?
Thanks for the call. Let's go to you on Delaware 1059. Question, if you're fully vaccinated, I want to know how you're feeling about getting a third shot. Maybe you're comfortable with it, not comfortable. I just want to know. We're trying to learn something today. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi there.
This is Nurse Terry, and I'm assuming I will need to get the third shot because I'm still working.
Yeah.
And I'm not really afraid of getting the third shot, although last time my arm was quite sore.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good. Ron, good to hear you again.
Yeah, thank you. So while I was still in the Army, we got shot up with so many different vaccines. And then there were those mystery shots that we weren't quite sure what they were for. So I don't have a problem getting a third shot. If COVID gets in my body, it would look around and just go, oh, crap. Check out this guy's immune system.
We picked the wrong guy to mess with today.
Yeah, I got the smallpox quick reaction force. I've got the tactical typhoid crew. You know, I mean, it'd be like the Bloods and the Crips fighting, really. I mean,
all right, Aaron, he's ready for dose three. I think you've revealed that you're fully vaxxed. I'm not sure, but maybe. Yeah.
I got the Moderna.
Yeah, so you'll be required to get a third to be fully vaxxed. And how are you feeling about that?
Not a problem. Took so many shots while I was in the military. Yeah. It's no big deal.
Right.
Everybody should go out there and get the vaccine, because as time goes on, more and more venues, places, restaurants aren't going to want them vaccinated there unless they've got a test.
Right. Right. So,
but how you been doing, Dan?
Even if it comes to you having to get a shot like every 6 or 8 months, that's fine with you?
We're going to have to do what we got to do.
Whatever,
I mean,
whatever
look at all these people. And,
whatever Big Pharma says you should take, I guess.
Look at those people down in Louisiana and Texas now who are sick, who are telling people to get the shot. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want it, just don't mix out in public. Don't wear the mask. Stay away from everybody. Even though you think you've got some superhuman immunity, it might save you.
They're telling you to wear a mask, too, even though you've been vaccinated.
I'm going to do it. I went out and got those better masks, the 5-ply ones. Let the 3-ply ones go.
You have 5-ply you're vaccinated, you have a 5-ply mask?
The KN95s. They're 5-ply.
So you've upgraded your mask. Instead of loosening your masking, you've upgraded?
Yes. Well, the cloth was something in the beginning that was, you know, it helped a little bit. It's better than nothing. But now that we have availability to good masks,
do you think that's what the children should wear?
Money?
Do you think the children should wear those when they're in school, the N95s?
I'm really worried about the children in school, the people who don't want to drive buses.
Yeah, I'm asking about the mask, Harry. One thing at a time. I'm asking about the mask.
I don't know. It depends on their parents' financial situation and where they are.
I see. All right.
But I think a parent would be resourceful if they could get them for their child.
Yeah. My neighbor, Al, is wearing, his kids are going back to school when they're made a mask out of those mesh sacks that oranges come in. You know what I'm talking about? You know, those mesh.
He's a butthead.
Well, it's better than nothing.
You know, there's stupid people out
there.
Yeah,
but it's better than nothing, Harry. You just said it's better than
it is nothing.
It's better than nothing.
You know, ignorance is bliss.
the virus could hit one of those strands, those little strings, and bounce away. Good morning. It's 7:31, Delaware 105.9.